the 2nd, January has absolutely flown by. You've probably seen an influx in Hollywood celebrities arriving into our shores over the past couple of months. They seem to every summer, whether it's Matt Damon that lives in the Byron region now. Zac Efron, of course, was there and is dating a barista, apparently, if you read the gossip mags. It seems that Australia has become a bit of a haven for the rich and famous to escape the frightening, ever-expanding presence of COVID-19 in America and Europe. But according to reports, many of these celebrities have been granted permission to skip state-run hotel quarantine and instead isolate in luxury private residences of their choosing. Joining now to discuss what risk the double standard may present is leading epidemiologist Mary Louise McClaws. Mary Louise, how's it going?
Good, thank you very much. Thank you for inviting me.
No, it's my pleasure. Thanks for joining the show. So first off, I guess tell us about how or what risks private quarantining might pose from an infection control and compliance perspective.
So if people are quarantining at home, there's a risk that people won't comply. And so therefore it has to be done in a very official manner. No laissez-faire approach, no go home and stay there and don't move. And that's the same also for our returning crew members. I mean, we still don't know how the Northern Beaches were seeded. It was an American strain. Therefore, it's one of two possibilities. And one is a flight crew didn't stay at home, or a celebrity didn't stay at home and went to the gym and other places in Avalon. So if we're going to allow this to occur, it has to be done with great rigor. And that would include electronic banding. That would mean that those people who are allowed to be at home have to stay within that border of their home, their backyard, their front yard, and indoors. They cannot go anywhere else. Now, there are electronic bracelets that are available that can tell you exactly the latitude and longitude of where somebody is.
Wow.
And also their blood pressure if they're not feeling well. And then also they have to have a point of care, a rapid point of care test, a rapid antigen test before they leave to go to their home. And then they need to, of course, pay for a test every couple of days and, of course, a gold standard PCR test.
Are we really truly to believe that these celebrities are rocking around with these, what did you say, essentially little bands on their arms that are showing their exact position, that they're not leaving these luxury homes? Or, I don't know, is there more to that? As outlined by New South Wales Health, exceptions are only considered when there's strong medical, health, compassionate grounds, the person is transitioning, this, that, the other. Is this just been totally blown out of the water and these celebrities, you know what I mean, the rich and famous, just doing as they please?
One could possibly conclude that because, you know, people are human. And they often think, I'm not sick. Mm-hmm. I can just duck down to the shop, or I can just duck down to see my friends, or I can go to the gym. And so we really need to ensure that there are no exemptions, no exceptions to the rule that if we are going to allow you to do that at home, that everybody at home has to have a band on as well. Because if you're living with minders or a household, they could pick it up from you because you're infectious before you get symptoms, and they could go to work or go socializing and take it out into the community. So it's everybody, and they have to be well trained to make sure that they try to keep their distance. They also have to be tested as well. So it's not just a go home and stay there and let's hope for the best, because we're now seeing what we call VOCs, variants of concern, such as the ones out of England, the ones out of South Africa and Brazil, that are highly problematic. And if these celebrities are mostly coming from America, we have a great risk of seeing variants coming here, not just infection.
Does it need to be more transparency then, I suppose, about the processes or the potential exemptions for some that don't apply to others? Can this permeate into just the general public, and then people think, well, if they're doing this, why can't I do this? And then chaos can ensue?
Absolutely. There needs to, I mean, Australians like to know exactly what's happening. They like to see how the authorities are making these decisions. And of course, you know, as you can imagine, I get lots of emails, and yep. I often get emails from people who say that they ask for a compassionate request to have a partner come with them because their father had died and they were going to have a minor operation while they were here, and that declined. So there has to be, and they didn't actually want to be quarantined outside of a quarantined hotel. So there has to be more transparency. Absolutely. And we're not going to be able to house people in hotels forever. So we're going to have to start allowing the general public to be able to quarantine at home. But from an outbreak management perspective, that has to be done with zero risk. And the only way to do that, and it won't be zero risk because we can't make sure that they don't have visitors, is to have a band so that we know that they aren't moving anywhere. And I don't know how we'll get around the fact that they could have visitors. That'll have to be another exercise of the experts. And I work with many fantastic experts that have worked in the field for security in all sorts of difficult places. And they will come up with some great ideas, as they did with the Opera House getting some of the artists back on board, because, you know, we're running out of quarantine hotel, and we're seeing breaches because they're not purpose built to have a lot of people in there that potentially become a positive case while they're having a stay there. They don't have the right airflow change. It's hard to keep somebody in a single room with an ensuite bathroom for 14 days. And then, of course, if they do become positive, that's another 14 days on top of that sometimes. So that's really tough. And perhaps it could better be done in a purpose-built facility or at home where you're more comfortable. But my goodness, that has to be done very securely.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for joining the show this morning, Mary Louise. I do appreciate it, especially I can only imagine this has been the busiest year or so of your life as a epidemiologist.
Thank you very much for inviting me. It's always my pleasure to join you.
Cheers. Have a good week.
You too.
That was Mary Louise McClaws outlining the double standard surrounding hotel quarantine and the risks it poses to Australians.